Welcome to The Lorraine Murphy Show. I'm an entrepreneur on my second business, a mentor, an author, wife to a fellow entrepreneur, and mother to a magical little girl. On my podcast, I explore topics that fascinate me that will help you unlock ideas to rise even higher in your life. Myself and my special guests will be talking entrepreneurship and how to build better businesses, organization and figuring out how to get more shit done quicker and smarter, staying in touch with our soul, and how to blend business babies with real babies. Let's jump in to this week's episode. Hello, my friend, and welcome to a brand new season of The Lorraine Murphy Show. I am so excited to be kicking off this season, which is my 10th, which is just crazy. This show has been running for, something like 20 months now. And yeah, pretty cool to be starting off a whole brand new season with you today. So the theme of this season is the theme of connection. And you will see this play out in many different ways over the next weeks as I roll out each episode of the season each Friday. And yeah, it's going to touch on lots of different areas of life. And part of the reason for choosing the theme of connection is that I'm going to be hosting my speaking tour, which I'm really excited about. It's kicking off next month. Canberra is my first stop in this tour. And I'll be talking a lot about the theme of reconnecting with ourselves. So with the tour, it'll be talking very much about connecting with our feminine energy. And I'll be diving much deeper into some of the themes that seem to really resonate with you all in the last season, in that Step Into You season. So I thought it'd be really cool to have this season almost like complementing the idea that the tour is called the Reconnection Tour. So I've sent out save the dates to my audience. So just reminder, and I'll pop these into the show notes as well. So I'm going to be in Canberra on Thursday, the 22nd of April, Gold Coast, Wednesday, 28th of April, Brisbane, Thursday, 29th of April, Adelaide, Wednesday, 5th of May, Melbourne, Thursday, 6th of May, and Sydney on Thursday, the 13th of May. So I'll pop those dates in the show notes as well. We are just in the process of finalizing venues and catering and all those fun things. So pop it in your calendar. It's an evening event. It's a perfect one to bring your girlfriends, sisters, colleagues along to with you and just have a really awesome ladies' night out. So yeah, I'm excited to tell you more details on the tour over the coming weeks. But as I said, this season is all around the theme of connection. And part of that will be mirrored in the tour, but I'll be diving into different topics on this season as well. So I wanted to kick off this season talking about a topic that I get asked about a lot. I seem to spend a lot of time talking about, and I also find that is an area of not for everyone, but it can be a source of massive stress and pressure for people, particularly I find for women. And the topic I want to talk about is connecting with our purpose. So our life purpose, soul purpose, whatever you want to call it. I'm going to feature the catch-all phrase of our purpose. And I do talk about this a lot, whether it's in my monthly group mentoring sessions with my LM Love Club, which is my mentoring group, in my one-on-one mentoring. And most recently, it came up in my retreat to Noosa. So I did a whole session on this topic at the retreat. So obviously not going to have 3 or 4 hours to go through that with you in this episode. But what I want to bring you is, I guess, the most potent part of that workshop for that group that I worked with up in Noosa. So what I find is finding our life's purpose. Finding our purpose is something that I believe as a generation and as a moment in time, we have got incredibly caught up on. And I love Liz Gilbert said something which I thought was so profound and so accurate when I saw her speak, this time last year, in February last year. And she said that purpose is an assault weapon that women use on themselves. So I'll repeat that. Liz Gilbert, author of Eat, Pray, Love, Big Magic, lots of my favorite books, said that purpose is an assault weapon that women use on themselves. And what she meant by that is that particularly as women, we get so caught up in defining our purpose, living our purpose, staying on purpose, living a purposeful life, all of the purposes, that we actually get ourselves so tight in knots that we prevent ourselves from living a life that's aligned with our purpose. So I guess what I wanted to kick off this episode by saying is that A, it's completely normal if you're feeling stressy about your purpose. The second thing I want to say to you is please don't feel stressy about your purpose, because it's almost counterintuitive to get stressed about, am I on purpose? My friend seems to have a really powerful purpose. This author that I'm reading, this podcast that I'm listening to, like they're really purposeful. They're living purposeful lives and I'm not, and I don't know what to do. That I hear this rhetoric so many times in my work, in my mentoring, Love Club, as I said, my retreats. So first of all, what I want to beseech you to do is to not treat it as such a loaded word. Like that idea of purpose is to take the fucking pressure off yourself, I think, is what I'm saying. Chill the fuck out when it comes to your purpose. Because as I said, it's counterintuitive. We get our knickers so tied in a knot about defining our purpose and living our purpose and being true to our purpose and blah, 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 that we actually get in our own way of A, finding the purpose, and B, being able to let ourselves live that purpose and whatever it might be. So I wanted to set the tone for this episode by saying that, and I also want to say that I don't think purpose needs to be anything super complicated, super fancy. It's been something that's been a bit of a revelation for the women, whether it was on my retreat or even on just as I'm recording this episode. I just on Saturday afternoon hosted a virtual retreat, which was the Best Bits of the Noosa retreat, alongside Clara Bead, who was our beautiful spiritual guru at that retreat. And it was, again, this was a huge revelation for quite a few of the group. It was like, oh, when they did some of the work on the session, and they're like, oh, okay, like it doesn't need to be super complicated. You could almost see the scales falling from their eyes. It was really, really cool to see. So it doesn't need to be super complicated. It doesn't need to be, as Liz Gilbert says, an assault weapon that you use in yourself. It can be a really positive, uplifting, high vibe space where you get to explore you and what you stand for and your purpose in life. So what I am going to do, just to step you through how I'm going to approach this in this episode, this will be quite a short episode, I reckon, is first of all, what I want to do is define what purpose is not, because I think purpose it's become a bit of an umbrella term or a catch-all term where just everything loosely related to goal setting, vision, blah, 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 gets lumped in as purpose, inverted commas, purpose work. So I want to first of all just break it down as to what I, and again, this is my opinion, of course, what purpose is not. I'm going to talk about that first of all. And then the second thing I want to do then as well is to share what purpose is and what it can be. I'm also going to share what my own personal purpose is, just for the purposes of illustration. And I'm also going to share, and I think you will find this really helpful if you're on this mission to connect in more with your purpose, I've got some questions that you can ask yourself. These are questions that I will ask of my workshop guests, of my one-on-one mentees. So it's almost like I like to call it home play. Home play to go away and think about after this episode, if this is the journey that you're currently on, where you are trying to get more intentional and more defined about what your purpose may or may not be. So, and some tips on how you can set yourself up to be in a state to find that out as well. So what is purpose not? Purpose is not your vision. And I'm just going to really spell this out, because I know for me as well, as I started to kind of figure this whole purpose thing out, and this, as I said, it purpose becomes very much a catch-all, and it's like a car park for everything loosely related to anything life coaching or self-improvement or personal development wise. So purpose is not your vision. So your purpose is not having the beautiful house. Your purpose is not making X amount of money a year. It's not about donating X amount of money to charity. It's not the vision that you have for your life, if that makes sense. It's not your vision and it's not your goals. That's not what purpose is, as far as I interpret it to be. Purpose is also not your passions. So it's not, well, I love cooking, therefore my purpose must be cooking. And I need to be clear, some people it is, okay? Some people it will be. But it's not necessarily your passions. And I'm going to, again, when I said I'm going to share with you some questions, a handful of questions to help you go on your own, I guess, a self-exploration journey, a self-reflection journey on this, I'm going to ask you some specific questions or give you some questions that will help you articulate your vision, that will help you articulate your passions, which means then that the following questions, it's like, okay, well, it's not those two things. It's going to be more around your purpose. Okay. So reiterate, your purpose is not your vision. It's not where you want your life to be or what you want your life to look like in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 50 years time. That's not your purpose. Okay. It's also not your passions. It's not the things that really light you up day to day, I'll talk a little bit about bliss shortly. It's not about your passions and the things that you love. So if I think about my vision for my life, it's to be living in a 5-bedroom home near nature with Lexi, Wade, and our future baby, and having a beautiful home office. I've got my beautiful home office vision on my vision board that I look at every night and every morning. Having the space to create as much as I want to create, having an absolute abundance of money coming into my business, doing work that just absolutely lights me up. That's my vision, yeah? So I'm hoping I'm spelling out the vision for you here. So if I think about my passions, again, just to bring this to life in more detail for you, if I think about my passions, they are chocolate, they're food, cooking, anything to do with food, thinking about food, shopping for food, it's definitely food. And another passion is health and well-being. Another passion is travel. Another passion for me would be reading and the opportunity to learn. It's a huge passion for me. So just to give you a little taster, there are some of my passions, okay? But remember, neither of those, the vision and the passions, they're not my purpose, okay? What our passion or what our purpose is, be really clear, purpose is, it's our North Star in our lives. Why we do what we do, why we get out of bed in the morning, why we keep going after obstacle, you know, we keep going dealing with obstacle after obstacle after obstacle. It's the purpose that's going to keep us going. It's almost like that, the Olympic flame, or what was it, the Olympic torch, the flame in the Olympic torch. You know, that's just what keeps going, keeps us putting one foot in front of the other. No matter how easy the day is, no matter how hard the day is, that's what keeps us going. So it's your North Star. It's your spark. Simon Sinek, really great TED talk. If you want to explore this some more, this topic some more is find your knowing your why or finding your why. I can't remember what it's called. I'll link to it in the show notes. So Simon Sinek talks about knowing your why. He's written a book about it. He's built a whole business on knowing your why. So the closest thing I would like in purpose to is your why. Like, why do you get up and do what you do every single day? And I do think that this is why people run into issues, is that they don't feel like they found their purpose, and that's why they're not feeling motivated, or that's why they're feeling lost, or that's why they're arguing with their partner, is that they don't feel like they found their purpose, which may 100% be the case, but it's not necessarily going to be the case in every single situation. So that's what I see purpose as being. Okay, so it is really it's the opportunity to live and breathe whatever your North Star is in your life. And remember, we don't need to get all knickers in a twist about this. Like, this is something that, and I will give you, as I said, some advice on how you can help yourself connect in with your purpose more and more. However, it's not something to stress yourself out about even more. And chances are you are living your exact purpose right now. You just don't realize it. Okay. So I'm going to talk to you more about what I mean by that in a minute. Now, what I want to share with you now is the biggest aha moment that people have had while I've been talking about this topic in recent, and it's really been in recent weeks, I've been talking about this a lot more for some reason. It's come up over the years through my work. However, it's something that's really come up over the last probably 4 to 6 weeks in my work. And it's just interesting how certain themes will almost like flare up and they'll not require a lot of oxygen, but I'll spend a lot of time talking about them and then we move on to the next thing. Purpose doesn't have to be your work. And I think this is the biggest pitfall for people when it comes to figuring out their purpose and living a purposeful life, is that they assume that their purpose needs to be whatever makes them money and makes them an income and gives them financial stability in their lives. And the reason I say that that's a pitfall is that it's not going to be possible for absolutely every single person to make their purpose, their central purpose, also their central way of making an income or making a living for themselves. And the problem that we run into then is that we assume that we have this expectation, a loaded expectation, that, well, I need to be making money from my purpose. And if I'm not doing that, then I'm failing and I'm not living a purposeful life and I'm an absolute disaster as a human. And oh my God, how am I going to fucking get over this? And so on and so forth. So your purpose doesn't need to be your work. It doesn't need to be your business. It doesn't need to be your career. And this has been a massive point for people, and to the point that on my virtual retreat, I had someone in tears as they realized this, because they've put so much pressure on themselves to find a job that really brings their purpose to life. And she just realized, oh, my purpose isn't my job, and I can actually live my purpose within the job that I'm already in. It doesn't need to be necessarily the central thing that makes me money. So, for example, at my retreat in Noosa, there was a woman there who was a very successful businesswoman. She had two businesses, was about to start her third with her partner, as in romantic partner. They're also business partners. And when we did the deep dive into purpose and vision and passion in the session that we did, we focused on all three in our session on the retreat. And what she actually realized on that session is that her purpose is her family. That is her purpose. And what I found extra interesting about this, so obviously interesting from perspective of that she's a business owner of three businesses. So you would almost assume, okay, well, her purpose must be related to her business. But the second thing that I found really interesting is she's not actually a mother herself. She's got nieces. And even so, even though having parenting or what am I saying, like having her own birth children wasn't something that she has chosen to create in her life, even so, family was her purpose. And everything that she did, building her businesses, being the person that she was in her family, being the person that she showed up as every day in her life, actually came back to her purpose, which was family. And I thought that was so powerful. And I think it really was an active demonstration of this whole point that we don't necessarily need our purposes to be bringing in the dollars in the bank account every week, every fortnight, every month. Okay. So I really, really wanted to share that with you today, because I do think that linking our purpose, making our purpose and our income mutually, as in tying them together, is like they have to be the same thing. That I see is the biggest pitfall that people make when it comes to connecting with their purpose. So it doesn't need to be your work. Okay. So your purpose might be, just to give you some examples, your purpose might be kindness. Like practicing more kindness in the world, that might be your purpose. Another purpose for you might be to spread more joy around you. Another purpose might be to put a smile on people's faces. Another purpose might be to leave places and people just that bit better than how you found them. So they're all different examples of purpose, okay? And if for you, your purpose is going to be as unique as a thumbprint. It's going to be unique to you listening. It's not necessarily going to make sense to your partner or your best friend or your colleague or your boss or your kids. It's your purpose. It's I really love. I don't know how many of you are currently as in knee deep in My Little Pony as I am right now with myself and Wade and Lexi. It's her current cartoon of the, she goes through phases of like certain cartoons are her cartoons for like 3-4 months. And we're at the moment we're in a My Little Pony phase. And I just really love it as a show because it's all about friendship, very positive messages. You know, it's a really lovely show. But if you're not familiar with My Little Pony, if you're not as fortunate to be as familiar as we, myself and Wade are with My Little Pony right now. And as I'm recording this, she's on her last day at home with being sick with hand, foot and mouth. Thank God she's going back to school tomorrow. She's been off for an entire week. So My Little Pony has definitely carried its load of the childcare over the last week in our household. So myself and Wade can actually get some shit done around having her home full time. And so in My Little Pony, the ponies are born. Okay, bear with me on this. And they are born as like these beautiful little unicorns. And then they go through this whole like adolescence. And the point that they transition into being like adult ponies is that they get their cutie mark. And their cutie mark is a little mark that's on the haunch. They're on their bum, basically on their haunches. And it's a little symbol that represents them and who they are. And it's this big thing. Like there's three little, I mean, I know every fucking character. So Sweetie Belle, Scootaloo and Apple Blossom are three of almost like your teenage tween ponies, and they haven't got their cutie marks yet. I'm sure they will get them by the time we get to this episode, this in some season coming up, no doubt. And at a certain point, three of them are agonizing about what these cutie marks are going to be because they don't know and they're losing so much. And I watch them agonizing about it and I go, oh my God, this is exactly what the people I mentor, women particularly, are like. You know, I know my purpose. Why do I need my purpose? What's going on? Like, what if I never find my purpose? It's exactly the same with these three tween ponies agonizing about their cutie marks. And at a certain point for each of the My Little Ponies, their cutie mark lands and then they realize who they are and what they're meant to be. So Applejack is all about apples. I don't quite know how your purpose can be apples, but it is. Rainbow Dash is all about creating rainbows. Like they've all got their own cutie mark. So what I'm talking about here is I really draw such fierce parallels between the My Little Pony experience and each of us grown-ups in, you know, Western society probably is listening to this as finding our purpose. And then it drops in and it's just so clear, you know, and when they finally do get their cutie marks, it's like, it's just such clarity. It's like, yeah, of course. So remember I said earlier on in this episode that you may be living, your chances are, I'd say there's a 70 to 80% chance that you're living your life on purpose. You found your purpose. You know, you're living your life on purpose. You just haven't actually put a label on it yet, if that makes sense. So I would like to introduce that to you as a concept that you may already be living it. You may just not realize it just yet what that is. So I wanted to share with you what my purpose is because I want to bring this to life. And my purpose, I think for, I feel like for me, my purpose dropped in probably in the first 1 to 2 years of my first business. So I'm talking around what, 2013, 2014. And at the time, so the first business that I started it in 2012, and it was a talent agency for social influencers. So we call them social influencers now. Back then we called them bloggers. And I realized that my purpose, and I wish I could tell you the exact moment it dropped in. I honestly can't remember it. And I think it was just came through a process of just self-exploration and awareness and questioning myself and doing the inverted commas, the work, like doing the reading, doing the thinking, doing the coaching, the mentoring, the exposing myself to different ideas and so on. And what I realized is my purpose is to help women rise even higher in their lives. And that's, I've defined it as that for probably, Jesus, 7 to 8 years now. That's been my purpose. So with that purpose, it manifests itself in different ways. So back then when I was in the early days of that business, how I did that was on multiple levels. And I'm talking through my work initially, okay? Because back then I was very focused on work and business. And that's, I made the mistake myself of thinking that my purpose needs to be my business and what I'm here to make money from and the impact that I want to have on the world. And the way that it manifested was, first of all, to be an example of a successful female entrepreneur. That was a way that I could, I guess, see myself as acting in it as a model for other women or an example for other women if they were also thinking about starting their own businesses. And that's partly the reason why I was so proactive in terms of entering awards, focusing on trying to land my book deal for my first book, Remarkability, and so on. So that's one way it manifested. The other way that purpose of helping women rise even higher in their lives manifested was through the representation work that we were doing with the talent we represented. So as I said, we represented social influencers. We represented probably the max we ever represented was 26. It was more normally around the 2022 mark. And most of those were women. I think 9 out of 10 of the influencers that we represented in the time that we represented influencers were female. And another way that I feel my purpose manifested was helping those women make great incomes from doing what they loved, which was their channels, whether it was their blog or Facebook. It was basically blog, Facebook, Twitter at that point. Instagram wasn't even on the horizon, which is nuts when I think about it now. And that was the way that I felt I could do that. These women were creating this incredible content, creating these incredible communities. So helping them monetize that and make an income from it, I mean, that changed many of their families' lives. They got to do incredible overseas trips that they may not have gotten to do. I know one particular influencer that we represented put her 3 kids through private school. She was putting them through, a couple of them I think are still at school at this point. So that to me, like that helps women rise even higher in their lives. Okay. So back then I was very much thinking about it in terms of my business and my income and my revenue stream for myself, essentially. And then over the years, then I think particularly since having Lexi and the softening that came with becoming a mother, it's almost like the blinkers have come off and I'm living that purpose in a more landscape format. I don't know if this is making sense. And so how I see that coming to life, and I shared this example at my retreat in Noosa a few weeks ago with the group, and I was talking about this particular topic. And my purpose as I'm recording this right now is still to help women rise even higher in their lives. So one of the ways that I did that, I feel recently, was our babysitter is 17, one of our babysitters is 17. And she was asking me, because obviously we're pregnant, and she was asking me about birth and, you know, what our plans were and so on. And the only exposure that she had to birth until that point was her mother has remarried and to a woman, and her stepmother had a very tough birth with her stepbrother. Am I getting the language right? Yes, stepbrother. And our babysitter was asking me about birth, and she said, wow, you know, my stepmother had a really awful time. And she was saying, you know, how is your birth with Lexi? And it was obviously something she wanted to talk about, which I found quite unusual from a 17-year-old babysitter. And I said, oh, well, you know, it was long. We had a 3.5-day labor. And she was just like horrified, like, oh my God. And I said, yeah, you know, it was long, but it wasn't, I said, physically, it was very manageable. But mentally, I found it very tough because 3.5 days was obviously a long time to keep morale high. And also every day that passes, you're like, okay, where is this going to end up? When's this baby coming? What's happening? And so on. And so I said that to her, and she said, okay, what are you planning? for this baby. And I said, well, fingers crossed, we want to have our home birth like we planned with Lexi, but we needed to transfer to hospital at the last minute because Lexi did meconium, blah. I want to talk about birth as a separate episode of this season. So I think our conversation, and she's like, wow, that's really like, she didn't say it in so many words, but I think what she was trying to convey is like, wow, that's really changed my perspective on birth, because she'd only had one perspective until then. So for me, I'm very, very passionate about the fact that birth should be a positive experience, and women, as you know, they should have an empowered birth experience, and it should be something that ideally that it's something that a woman can reflect back on positively. And so it just felt, it meant a lot to me that I was able to have that conversation. It felt like a real privilege. And I was pondering it later on as I was journaling that night. And I said, wow, like that's my purpose in action, is that. And of course, I mean, the most obvious hands-on opportunity I have to help women rise even higher is through parenting Lexi. So being a great mother to Lexi and helping to guide her on a path to greatness and helping her rise as high as she chooses to rise in her life, and being the model that I want to be for her as a mother. That's huge, huge. So I wanted to unpack that a little bit with you because I felt it was important for me to share my purpose with you. And also I wanted to share that while an element of my purpose is definitely my business, I mean, doing this episode, my intent is to help you rise even higher in your life. That's the purpose of this whole season, of my books. All of the things that I do are aimed at helping women rise even higher in their lives, including you listening. Assuming you're a woman, if you're a boy, hi, I know you're, I know I've got some boys in this wonderful community as well. And thank you for listening. So I wanted to unpack that a bit for you, because as you can see, my purpose is very much aligned with my business, and it doesn't have to be. I need to be really clear with that. It doesn't have to be. However, it also manifests in the various different facets of my life as well. So if we think about, if your purpose is to put a smile on people's faces as much as you can day to day, you can do that if you're working as a barista or if you're working as a lawyer. You've got two different options there. You can do that if you're a stay-at-home mom, you're putting a smile on your kids' faces, or you can do it as a, what I'm doing. You know, I'm not a stay-at-home mom, though it feels like I am right now with hand, foot, and mouth in our house. So that's what I'm saying to you, okay? Is it's about finding a purpose, ideally, but not putting pressure on it to drop in now. But also just remembering that you can live that purpose in any way you choose to live it. It doesn't need to be tied to your income. It doesn't. And the other thing I need to say as well is your purpose can shift and change over time. So it just so happens that my purpose has stayed pretty much true to form for the last 8 to 10 years. But I am not ruling out the fact that my purpose might shift in 2 years' time, where maybe even it might shift in 3 months' time when our beautiful second baby, hopefully all going well, arrives. And that might shift my purpose completely. That might shift my whole world on its axis. And I might really look at things very, very differently. So giving ourselves flexibility, giving ourselves permission, being compassionate, being kind, being understanding of ourselves, I think is really, really, really important when we think about this whole purpose piece, and really almost taking the very opposite approach to using it as an assault weapon on yourself, I think would be a really good idea. Okay. Some questions to ask yourself. Now, before I share these questions, there was something very, very powerful that Claire Obeid, who, as I mentioned, was our spiritual guru on the Noosa retreat, and she shared so how myself and Claire approached the retreat. And if you want to know more about it, and I did do an episode, I think the last episode was me talking about the retreat. So if you want to learn more about it, just kind of from a voyeuristic perspective, jump on and listen to that next. So how myself and Claire managed the retreat is every morning she hosted a miracle morning, which was 2 hours of just absolute spiritual bliss out. So meditation, breath work, yoga, tapping, all of the things. It was absolutely beautiful. And how we did it was that she went first because she was more organized than me. And she said, these are the four sessions that I want to create. So we had an afternoon yin yoga session when we arrived. And then on the Friday, the Saturday and the Sunday morning, we had miracle mornings from 6 a.m. to more like 7:30, 8 a.m. And she said, this is how I want to run it. I want to run it. The first miracle morning is all around the womb space because that's the seat of creation for women. Then I want to move on day two, which was the Saturday morning, to the heart space. And then on day three, I want to move to the third eye chakra. So if you're not familiar with the third eye chakra, it's that spot between your two eyebrows, essentially. And that's all about clear knowing and clear seeing. So when I knew her format, I said, okay, perfect. Cause I knew the workshops I wanted to do. And then I slotted them in on the days that in line with the structure that she had created. So when it got to Saturday morning and I knew we were focusing on the heart space, I made sure that my workshop that morning was all around the vision, purpose, passion. And the reason for that is that our heart is our true knowing. So when we follow our heart's guidance, that's when we live the life of purpose and we achieve our visions and we live a life of passion. I mean, think about your heart is passion. That's where it lives. So we were doing a session on Saturday morning with Claire, the beautiful yoga and so on. And she just mentioned, I think for her, it was just a throwaway comment, but I really latched onto it and I used it later on with the group. And that whole session was all about heart opening. Like, how can we open our hearts, tune into our own heart's intuition, be led more by our hearts, like all that beautiful flow that happens when we're actually aligned with our heart and tuned into our heart space. So the yoga session was very much about heart opening. And if you're not familiar with yoga, just do a little Google on heart opening yoga poses. So you'll find quite a few there. So any back bends, just cheat sheet, are going to be very much about heart opening. So Claire said something in the session and she said, our heart is where our dreams live. And I just have goosebumps. I feel slightly emotional when I just think about what she said, because it's so true. So with that session, she did a huge amount of heart opening. The breath work was about heart opening. The visualization was heart opening, all of the things. And so we had breakfast then, and then we sat down to do the workshop with me. And I guided the group through a whole exercise around defining their vision, defining their passion, defining their purpose. And I have never seen it drop in so quickly as I did for that group in Noosa on that Saturday morning. It was like, it was just there. It was almost like we just need a little key, turn the key, and it all just fell out onto the paper. And there were women there who said, this is the clearest I've ever been on my purpose. And they said, you know what, like, this is insane. And I said, well, it's not really, because all of the energy work you did with Claire this morning around opening your heart space, you are so tuned in. It's like you've got a hotline to your heart right now. So I wanted to share that with you, because if we think, as I'm thinking right now, like how I'm sitting right now, I'm sitting at my desk in our home office. I'm hunched over my mic recording this episode to you. We spend so much time hunched over, whether it's on our phones or our devices or hunched over our kids, you know, breastfeeding, you're holding your kids in front of you or picking kids up constantly. You know, we spend a lot of time bent over. And we really need to focus more on opening up our heart spaces, especially when we're trying to dive deep and get access to these kind of deeper answers, as Claire said, the dreams that live within our heart. So I wanted to float that as something you could think about. This isn't about just scribbling down some answers to the questions I'm about to share with you. It's about really priming your physiology and your heart space to actually help you get that access. So with this, as I said, do some Googling, look at some heart opening yoga poses. You could do some heart chakra meditation. So Insight Timer is my favorite meditation app. I practice transcendental meditation, like Vedic meditation, but I time all of my meditations on Insight Timer. And I also use the guided meditations there as and when I need to. So on Insight Timer, I'll pop the link in the show notes, the name in the show notes. There are so many heart chakra meditations. The other thing you think about as well, if you're trying to access your heart space more, your heart space, the color of the chakra is a bright emerald green. So if you are sitting down to work on some of these answers, or do some of the inner diving into your heart space, as I suggested, wearing green, having some green around you could be really, really, a really great way to just help you amplify, as I said, that hotline to your heart, the heart hotline. So just want to float that with you as an idea, because as I said, it was very, very powerful. Now, there's five questions I want you to ask yourself. If you're diving into this with me and you want my guidance on this, these are the five questions that I suggest you answer. First two questions are going to help you define your vision and your passions, because remember, we want to get them clear, okay? We want to know what they are, so we know that, okay, that's not necessarily what my purpose is. So your vision, question for you. If my life could look any way and I could not fail, capitals, could not fail, what would I do? Question mark. I'm going to pop these in the show notes as well, so don't forget trying to write them down. Second question, to define your passions. What are examples of day-to-day bliss in my life? So what are examples of day-to-day bliss in my life? That will get you closer to defining your passions. Question three, 4 and 5 are all about your purpose. What gets me excited, furious, angry, happy? You know you're on the right track to your purpose when you find you get quite an emotional charge, whether that's inverted commas negative or inverted commas positive. So what gets you excited? What gets me excited, furious, angry, happy? And insert as many different adjectives as you want or different emotions there if you want. What gets that emotional charge for you? Question 4. When was a time I felt I had a strong purpose? So a time in your life that you felt like you were really pulled or compelled by a strong purpose. By the way, don't freak out if you can't think of one. Yeah, this is, again, we're not using assault weapons here. What is a time that you felt you had a strong purpose? And why was that? Importantly, why was that? And then 5th question, who are 3 purposeful people? So what I mean by that is people that you observe or you perceive as living an on-purpose life. Who are 3 purposeful people I know? And why do I feel drawn to them? So what is it about those people that you feel drawn to? So remembering that if there's qualities that we admire in someone else, it's because they're qualities that are essentially in us ourselves, okay? We might just want to dial them up more or own them a bit more. So identifying 3 purposeful people is something that I will use with my one-on-one mentees as well, because that tells them a lot and tells me a lot as their mentor about where they're at on that. Okay, there are 5 questions. As I said, I'll pop them in the show notes. So don't freak out trying to stop and rewind and so on. I'll pop them in the show notes so you can grab them. So I would really suggest that you do some of the physiological priming. Like I said, opening up your heart space, doing some meditations, getting yourself in a really beautiful space, and then diving into those questions and take time over them. Yeah, you don't have to jot these out on your coffee break. Work with them, play with them, sculpt them. And they're going to be a work in progress for all of us. If I sat down and did these questions, they will shift like from week to week, month to month. They're going to shift depending on where I'm at in that particular time. So just food for thought. This is not something else to stress you out, okay? You listening, I'm sure, are very, very good at putting pressure, enough pressure on yourself without feeling more pressure to get this purpose thing nailed or smashed or any of those kind of masculine terms. So I really hope this episode has given you some ideas. It's given you some clarity. And if nothing else, the biggest thing I want you to get from this episode, it just takes the pressure off, okay? Your purpose should not create pressure in your life. They're not the same thing, okay? So I would love for you to take the time. As I said, use some of the tips that I've talked about. I really hope me stepping through my purpose has brought it to life for you. And would love to hear how you go with this episode. As I said, I've really tried to share the biggest nuggets in this episode that seem to have helped whether they're virtual or in-person groups or one-on-one mentees that I've been speaking to about this topic over the last few weeks. And yeah, always love hearing your feedback on the episode. As I said, there is lots coming up this season. I'm really, really excited to bring you all these episodes. In full production mode with this season right now. And do remember, just check out my Instagram. There's a tile, maybe 5-6 tiles back on my Insta feed just to grab those dates again. And as I said, I'll pop them in the show notes too. So yeah, would love to see you on my tour. If we can take this offline, that would be absolutely beautiful. I cannot wait to get out there in real life and meet all of you beautiful souls on my six different stops of the tour. So that is a wrap for this week's episode. I'll be back next Friday again for another episode, and really, really hope that you enjoy and just get so much out of this connection season over the next few weeks. Thank you for being part of this week's episode. It was remarkable to have you. I am always keen to hear your thoughts, questions, ideas, and suggestions for future topics for the podcast. So please get in touch on Instagram. My handle is @LorraineRemarks and through my website, lorrainemurphy.com.au. If you're enjoying what I'm putting out here, please do rate, review, or subscribe to the podcast so more people can find out about it and we can build this special community. Or even better, do all 3. Chat to you next week.